Are you an entrepreneur that's short on time, money, or just looking for that success blueprint? The Proven Entrepreneur is the podcast for you. Host Don Williams and his guests are sharing and inspiring entrepreneurs around the world with real success stories. Here's your host, Don Williams.
Here is, gosh, this is a great story. So the other day, I'm flying to New Orleans, and I'm on American Airlines, which is who I normally fly because it's so close. And I'm sitting down. I'm sitting up front. I don't always fly up front, but I'm sitting up front this time. And an older, well-dressed gentleman, and I'm 60, so if I say older, you know, he's older than me. This older gentleman, very well dressed, nice sport coat, very traditional, you know, like he's a lawyer or a banker or something like that. Nice sport coat, nice shoes, the whole thing. And I'm sitting on the aisle. And so as he walks up, he's talking, and I think he's doing he's having a phone call with his earbuds. And he asked me if he can come in, and I'm like, sure. And I get up, and he comes in, and he's talking, and he sits down, and I don't think anything about it. He's continuing to talk away, and I just think he's on a phone call. But he reaches in between the seats, and he pulls out the life preserver. So, like, you know, when you fly, and they say, now, if we end up in the ocean, you know, you reach in here, and you get the life preserver, and you put it on, and you strap it, and all that. So he reaches in, gets that, takes it out of the plastic bag, puts it on, and latches it around him. And so, now I have flown a bazillion miles. I've been around the world several times. I have seen a lot of unusual things on airplanes, but this is a first, okay? And he's continuing to talk the whole time, but I'm looking at him thinking, do you know something I don't know? Are we going swimming and you know it and I don't? And so so as we take off, he's still talking. Well, the flight attendant tells you, you know, you got to turn your phone off. Well, he's still talking. And 5 minutes into the flight, he's still talking. And I finally figure out he's talking to himself. He is not on a phone conversation. Yeah, I think he... looked at the aisle, which was just me and him, and he said, I'm going to have a conversation with the smartest person on the aisle, who he decided was him, not me. Okay. And so he's just talking away. So he falls asleep during the flight, got the vest on. The flight attendant doesn't say, the life preserver vest, the flight attendant doesn't say anything. I don't say anything. And it's a beautiful day. It's like today. And so the clouds are fluffy and bright white. But as we come into New Orleans, it's been pouring in New Orleans all day. And so as we get lower, we get into the, shady weather. And so the plane, you know, there's some turbulence in that. Well, that wakes him up. Okay. And as we get close to see the land, this kind of freaked me out a little bit. He bends over and holds his head. He assumes the position they tell you to be in if you're going to crash. And at this point, I'm like, okay, do you know something I don't know? And we land, and he sits back up, and he takes off the life vest, and he folds it back up, and he puts it in the bag, and he puts it back in between the seats. And so, like, once in a bazillion miles do you see something like that? But the thing that hit me was this. So when we talk about our comfort zone, you know, we love to be in our comfort zone. Why? Because it's comfortable. You know, I mean, no, that's pretty simple. Okay. But we also know that growth, okay, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, all of that happens outside of our comfort zone. We don't grow when we stay in our comfort zone. It's comfortable. Okay, and there's nothing wrong with that, but we're not growing until we get out of our comfort zone. And so what struck me about this kind of peculiar gentleman, okay, was he obviously was an uncomfortable flyer. okay? I mean, to the extreme, okay? But he had somehow come to grips with being comfortable at being uncomfortable. You know, at being brave enough to go out there and not wilt. And so my thought for the day is this. Try and be comfortable doing something uncomfortable. Even if it's a little step out of your comfort zone, okay, I encourage you to take it. And it'll be a little uncomfortable, but, you know, try and feel good about that feeling of uncomfortableness because that's where your growth is. So that's my thought for today.
That's today's episode of The Proven Entrepreneur. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the show, and leave an iTunes review. Every week, one lucky listener that posts an iTunes review earns a chance to win a drawing for a $25,000 private VIP day with Don himself. Go to provenentrepreneurpodcast.com and pick up a free gift from Don. Please join Don on the next episode of The Proven Entrepreneur.